The abuse ranges from bullying, harassment, and in the worst cases, people have sadly been badly assaulted and killed. So it's a very serious issue, and the experience of people with a learning disability is often what starts off as people would regard as antisocial behaviour, escalates into something more serious. And that's why we would like to see disability hate crime treated with the same degree of seriousness as the police treat racist hate crime.
And of course, the problem is, I think you've already put your finger on it, it's often very difficult to prove that a crime is a race crime. I imagine it's equally difficult to prove that a crime is anti-disabled people, because, you know, there are many people with no race issue or without disability who are killed or who are abused or who are attacked.
It can be, but the position is that if the individual believes that the crime against them has been because of their disability, then the police can record it as a disability hate crime. And the real fundamental message to the police is recognise the person has a disability, record it as a hate crime, and then take the issue seriously. And then if you do that, you will start to give people with disability confidence to go to the police and report hate crime, and know that their concerns are going to be dealt with. Because if they're not dealt with, people with disabilities then live in fear and are afraid to go out and about in their local community.
I don't think anybody would say that if any of these things happen to disabled people that it is right. Nobody of a right-thinking mind would. However, there may be people concerned that the idea that somebody could say, I think this was a something crime, and it will go down on the statistics, that could quite easily skew the statistics, because the only person who knows if that was a crime of hate because of disability is the person who perpetrated it.
That is true, but if you look at the limited statistics that are available, over the last 3 or 4 years, there have been 50,000 incidents of racist hate crime reported to the police, but only just over 1,000 disability hate crime. Now, everybody knows that is a gross underestimate of the scale of the issue. So at the moment, we haven't got any risk of over-reporting, but we do have a very, very real situation of under-reporting, and that's why we would urge all police forces to properly record disability hate crime and break it down so they know the number of people with a learning disability, mental health problems, etc., who are getting abused, harassed, and in the worst situation, as I say, murdered, so they know what's going on and then can have strategies to deal with it.
David, you stay there for us, if you will, because Mel Davis from Hemel Hempstead has cerebral palsy and she's been a victim of this sort of abuse and joins us this morning live from our radio car. Morning, Mel. Thanks for being with us. What's your earliest memory of someone treating you differently because of your disability?
Probably at school, really.
What happened?
Well, just like any other person, I was bullied, but I believe that some of that bullying was due to my disability.
And what led you to believe that? Because as Simon was saying to David there, it happened to the other children as well, but how do you know it was because you can put it down to your disability?
Well, because, you know, people would mimic the way I walked and just take the mickey, really. Say nasty things, call your name.
Can you put that down to children who are sometimes, who don't know any better, being mean? Or actually, did that continue throughout your adult life as well?
A lot of it at school was probably just because they were children and they didn't really understand about disability and how it affects people. But also, I have suffered it throughout my adult life. Just recently, I was spat at in the street.
You were spat at in the street? What happened? You were out shopping?
I was actually out in town with my little boy, and a teenager came up to me and spat at me.
For any other reason?
No, I don't think so. I think that was down to my disability.
She just came out of nowhere?
Well, it was actually male, actually.
He just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. But there were also a couple of young girls with him who thought it was highly amusing.
How does something like that affect you, Mel?
Sometimes you can let it go over your head, and other times it's more difficult to handle. I mean, on this particular occasion, it made me quite depressed. I didn't want to go out.
And on that occasion, did you call the police?
No. And I think the reason for that was because it's not something that you find easy to report.